Should Spanish be a domestic language in higher education? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Herlihy Mera, professor of humanities at the University of Puerto Rico Mayagüez, discusses this question.
Jorge Duran once said, Estados Unidos es un cementerio de lenguas, or the United States is a cemetery of languages. Millions of people in the U.S. are denied the right to use Spanish and other languages as a part of public academic life. English-only policies exist to benefit the interests of certain communities and their institutions. In this way, U.S. higher education foreignizes languages other than English, even when they're local to campus. This policy truncates the knowledge that can be developed across disciplines. It privileges certain scholars and blocks others from participation. Many studies indicate that if Spanish were transitioned from a foreign to a domestic language in U.S. higher ed, this decolonial move would benefit many Latinx scholars, but also the academy as a whole. Using Spanish, if so desired, in classrooms, in STEM fields, in research, as well as in institutional communication, peer review, accreditation assessments, funding applications, admissions documents, scholarly prizes, publishing, etc., is a move that would create new conceptual maps, revise inherited ones, and institutionalize marginalized and silenced voices and their stories. Puerto Rican higher education has a sophisticated, fluid approach to language that does all of these things. Decolonizing the language best practices in the U.S., following Puerto Rico's lead, would cultivate students' experiences and sanction the identities they may perform, study, and seek knowledge about. Adapting the U.S. model, in correspondence to the Puerto Rican system, would reach beyond the limits of English-only controls, while shifting the range of voices of who can participate in the academy. Instead of forcing an English-centric, linguicidal system across all regions, what would the U.S. Academy look like? What would it sound like, si fuera puertoricanizado, if students could use and hear the languages of their communities at the local university? Haría posible que crezca su experiencia educativa.
That was Jeffrey Herlihy Mera of the University of Puerto Rico Mayagüez. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.